Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, you're welcome back to the programme. I bet your home is at times full of cardboard boxes. Have you noticed recently that nearly everything you buy is covered in plastic? New figures released today by the Environmental Protection Agency show that the amount of packaging being wasted has dramatically increased, with 1.1 million tonnes of waste packaging being generated in 2019 alone. This means that for every person in Ireland, 36 stone or 229 kilos of unnecessary waste was created. Sharon Finnegan is the Director of the Office of Environmental Sustainability at the EPA, and she joins me now. Sharon, my God, the figures are unbelievable, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the EPA has published these figures today for 2019, and as you quite rightly point out there, Cormac, two big trends emerging. One is in relation to the generation of waste, so the amount of waste, packaging waste we're actually creating. And then the second big message coming out of it is in relation to our recycling rate. So you're right there, you've given the figures, it's 1.1 million tonnes, and that's a big increase on the previous year. So 2018, it's 11% more. And in fact, it's the third year in a row that we've exceeded 1 million tonnes. So, I mean, to put it in context, that's 43,000 bin trucks full of just packaging. So it's an extraordinary amount.
43,000 bin trucks.
Yeah,
my goodness.
It's an extraordinary, and really what we're seeing is we're really failing to halt the rise in packaging waste generation. We do see that generation of waste is very much tracked to economic activity and income levels. So there was a noticeable decline in packaging waste during the recession as income levels fell and people bought less. And since the recovery, we've just seen that go back up again. And so I suppose, to move to a circular economy, to break that link, we really need to be able to decouple that economic growth and that income level.
Yeah, but how, I wonder, Sharon, because, I mean, those figures are from 2019. An awful lot of people during the lockdown were buying online, and you buy something tiny online, it comes in a massive box, and it's probably, there's a lot of packaging in there, even bubble wrap, plastic. I mean, you could imagine that the amount of packaging has gone up.
Yeah, well, these figures, as you say, are for 2019. We don't have the COVID figures yet, but preliminary figures do indicate that, as you say, there will be an increase in packaging waste from the household sector. But however, the commercial sector is likely to have seen a reduction in waste generated just because of closures and so on. So the overall levels, we'll have to wait and see what that looks like.
Okay,
but, I mean, to your point about how do we tackle it, what do we do? I mean, one of the key instruments, I suppose, is on the tackling generation is the ban on single-use plastic. So that was introduced in July this year. So no more cotton bud sticks, no more plastic cutlery, plastic plates, stirrers, straws and so on. So that's an important policy instrument which we believe will pay dividends, and further reductions of single-use plastic items on the market by 2026 will also. But you've quite rightly pointed to there, you know, the plethora of plastic waste and other waste that you get when you're buying an item, oftentimes that you don't want, and you have no control over the fact that you're getting it, you know, as a consumer. So I think holding producers responsible for the sustainability of their products is really important.
But sometimes that's beyond the consumer, isn't it? I mean, if you buy some bananas in a shop and they come wrapped in plastic, I mean, I know some people do take the plastic off in the shop and it causes a bit of a nuisance for the shop to deal with, but the shop isn't the producer there. I mean,
no, absolutely.
What do you do then?
Yeah, I think at European level and indeed at national level, the Waste Action Plan for a Circular Economy does provide a commitment to placing a responsibility on packaging producers to be more responsible and to face penalties if they don't. And that commitment is to do that before 2024. So obviously implementation of that commitment is going to be crucial if we're going to tackle this, because as you quite rightly say, there are some options available to the consumer to be able to vote with their feet, to be able to, you know, articulate an unhappiness about the amount of packaging, or to be able to leave it behind in supermarkets or what have you. But that's quite limited. So you really need to tackle the problem at source.
And less than one third of our plastic packaging was recycled in 2019. Isn't that right? Less than 30%, actually.
I mean, that's right.
There needs to be some kind of an incentive to increase the amount we're recycling. Now, we do note, of course, the reintroduction of soft plastics in recycling earlier this week. Will that help, in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, improving recycling is key. I mean, there's two key messages here. We're creating more waste, but we're also failing to recycle. So steps that make it easier to recycle are very important. And the reintroduction of soft plastics, we think, will have a fairly significant impact on the overall recycling rate. That, together with the new deposit return schemes, you know, for bringing back plastic bottles and also aluminium cans. We know from the work that the EPA does that the segregation of waste that's being done, there are opportunities to improve that. And so actually by making it easier for you when you go to your bin, you know yourself, when you're looking at the plastic that you're trying to put in your bin, you're trying to decide, you know, is this appropriate for recycling or not? And the change that was made this week actually removes that complex decision from the individual, because you can put all the plastic now in your bin. So that will have a significant impact. Our initial research suggests that 28% of Ireland's plastic packaging that's been recycled currently could rise to as much as 40% with the changes that have been introduced. So it is very positive.
Well, as I used to say in politics, a lot done, but certainly an awful lot more to do. 1.1 million tonnes of packaging waste in 2019 alone in Ireland. That's an incredible figure. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Sharon Finnegan, Director of the Office of Environmental Sustainability at the EPA. Thank you very much indeed.